There's a concerning trend in travel that has been shared with increasing frequency over the past few months. Beg packers. That's right, not backpackers, beg packers. These are backpackers, often young people, from developed countries like Australia, busking in places like Malaysia or Thailand, asking for money to fund their trip. So I'm assuming they run low. Some of them might call their parents who don't want to share any more money with them. I'd certainly be like, come home now. And they think busking might be a good idea. Dr. Freya Higgins-Debiol is an expert in tourism management at the University of South Australia. Freya, welcome.
Hi, Patricia. How are you? Good evening.
I'm really well. What do you think of this subset of backpackers? And we can't quantify it, but it certainly, you know, appears to be something that's emerging. Western travellers busking or asking for money in Southeast Asia.
Well, I think it's quite concerning, but I maybe wouldn't call it as bad as what the article said by Ben Groundwater, where he called it the coming apocalypse. That might be a little extreme.
Yeah, might be a little exaggerated, but either way.
Yeah, I think it is offensive, and he talked about it in terms of white privilege. We don't hear that term being used a lot in current terms, but it certainly is a shameless display of white privilege of going to developing countries and thinking that while you're there, you have a right to fund your way by seeking the local community giving you money. It's almost the opposite of what you would expect of tourism. So yeah, this is a little bit insensitive.
Okay. There are variations on this. Some are selling artwork. Others are singing Pink Floyd covers. The horror. Often they have signs that explain they want, you know, want money to continue their travels. Sorry, I'm just stuck at Pink Floyd. Can we pick apart some of why, you know, we find this problematic? What is wrong with that? I mean, they're not just begging. They're offering
some
a service,
are
right?
Things. Yeah. But, you know, there is a backpacker culture that if you go on the web, you'll see people who are saying, oh, I can travel for a year and I won't pay for anything. And they actually pride themselves on that ability to fund their travels or support their travels through the hospitality cultures of these countries that they're visiting. So it's a problematic sort of experience. I would actually just take us to the cultural phenomenon that came with the book and the film with Eat, Pray, Love, and that had Julia Roberts in it in the film, which sort of shows the selfishness that developing countries are just seen to be a backdrop for Western people to have experiences and to play and so on. So what's the problem about it is the reason that places like Bali or Thailand that you mentioned, they host visitors not because visitors are so wonderful, it's because they want them to spend money so their economies can have income coming into them for their development needs. You know, they're not hosting it for the loveliness of enjoying backpackers only. So the countries are seeking the spending of tourists, and these backpackers are taking advantage of the good nature and goodwill of people and not realizing that this is meant to be a fair exchange of income to enjoy these places.
These pictures that have been mocked on social media throughout Asia, but this just a really visible symptom of a larger ethical problem with a certain sort of travelling. There's almost a competitive nature to backpacking where people brag about how cheap they've travelled and this is sort of the culture around it, isn't it?
There is. And, you know, there's a larger current context culturally that what I see is tourism is seen as a place of hedonism and individualism, and there's a selfishness to it. So when you go to places like Bali, which perhaps has the worst image, or in Europe, Ibiza is the party place. And there's a lot of tensions with the local population in places like Ibiza, where people aren't behaving respectfully, and they're doing a lot of damage in terms of environment and culture and society, and they don't even realize it. And what's happened is we don't see tourism today as an ethical or a moral space, or even a philosophical space. You know, the philosopher Alain de Botton wrote a great book called The Art of Travel, which was meant to get us into that philosophy of the meaning of travel. But today it's about consumerism. That's where this is coming from, that, you know, there's a theory among these people. Well, you know, you pay your money, you get there, and you get to do what you want without respect for people. And I would argue that tourism and travel are actually moral encounters. You're getting the possibility for cross-cultural interactions. And what that requires is some respect. And we need the visitors to actually learn about the places so that they're aware of their obligations when they visit communities who host them.
So is that what can be done here to you know, asking travellers to encourage a greater consideration of the way that they travel? I don't know, maybe they should save some more money before they go, for instance.
Yeah. Well, we used to have, you know, I'm old enough to remember where we had a responsible tourism movement. So, for instance, in the 1990s, Oxfam Australia, which used to be Community Aid Abroad, worked with the Australian Volunteers International and Ansett Airways to put a video on the flights to Bali so that there was a 5-minute little fun clip which said to people, oh, you're on the plane to Bali. It's a great place. Have you thought about the impacts of your travel? And it just gave some handy tips to say, for instance, rubbish was a problem. So, you know, if you drink plastic water and plastic bottles, to think about taking away your plastic bottles, or to behave respectfully in your clothing and so on. But, you know, we don't do that anymore. So what I would like to see when I look at these backpackers, I'd love to see some education in schools, you know, at the university. It's partly the work that I do in the classroom, to teach people that it's their responsibility to be sensitive travelers, that it's actually a privilege that you're invited into other countries' hospitality and hosting. But hospitality is built upon exchange and respect, and so on. And I'd love to see travel agencies actually encouraging their clients to be respectful and responsible.
Freya, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Patricia, it's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
And that's Dr. Freya Higgins. Debbie Ohl, she joined me there via Skype. She's an expert in tourism management at the University of South Australia.